Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington. Each week, we get a chance to talk with a different community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And I'm really happy to have with us this morning, Colleen Cooper, who's with Wonder Lab here in Bloomington. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning.
Great to see you. So you have sort of a fun job. You get to be in charge of all the camps for the summer. And so tell us a little bit about what's going on at Wonder Lab over the summer.
Well, this year we really wanted to bring hands-on science back to camp. And we have been able to offer camps for kids going into kindergarten up through eighth grade. We're doing most of our camp activities outside. And we're one camp in and one camp going on right now. So last week we had a goats to garden camp where kids were at the goat conspiracy farm. And we had a bird camp at the Kent Farm Research Center with IU. And it was phenomenal. We also had two camps going on at Hilltop. And if you remember, it was pouring down rain and we were able to.
Oh, yeah.
So the kids had a great time. This week we have K-1 kiddos going for Storybook Science. And that's being housed at our host is hosting us at City Church. They were able to help us have a location where we could bring kids and get them hands-on science. So we've got two camps going on with K-1 for Storybook Science at City Church. And we have Planting a Seed at Hilltop, and that's for ages 2 and 3 and 4 and 6. And we also have a camp this year. Camp's going on at TC Steel Historical Site this summer.
Wow.
Which is a first-time partnership. Yeah.
That's fabulous.
It is really fun. So this is our first week out there, and they're going to be talking about plants and trees and art. So that's going to be fun. We also have some camps that we still have some spots open for TC Steel camps. We were able to partner with them for 3 weeks this summer. And
nice.
So, yeah, it's really fun. So the kids will get some Indiana history, they'll get some art, and they'll get a lot of nature. And that's 3 weeks. We still have some openings in our two camps further in the summer. So those are partnerships. We have quite a few partnerships this year. Knowing that we were going to be trying to get social distancing and keep kids safe, we have kind of spread out through the community. So between TC Steel, City Church, Hilltop Farm, and Kent Farm, we have been very successful in keeping kids safe. Wonder Camp also wear mask up all the time, kids and adults. And I must say, I'm pretty proud that we have all of our teachers are vaccinated. All of our Indiana University interns are vaccinated. And most of our high school interns have had at least one and are on their track to get two. So I feel like we're keeping kids pretty safe. And we do keep masks up. We've added things like hand washing stations outside, a lot of things outside. Instead of taking field trips, we're bringing people to the camps at City Church. Today, actually, we have some farm animals that came in for the K-1 kiddos. So that's really fun.
Did they wear masks?
I don't know. I don't know. They're here as we speak. But the kids will. The kids all stay masked up. And I must say, the kids are amazing. They're staying masked and hydrated. And as the summer goes on, we'll bring more water to camp, I'm sure, to keep everybody cool and hydrated. It's been really, so far, it's so good.
It sounds like you've gone to great lengths to make sure that everybody's campers and staff are all safe and following procedures and having fun at the same time.
We are. And you know, that's our big thing is to keep kids safe and to allow them to have fun and bring a little bit of normalcy back into their life. And I think we're doing it. We've added a lot of COVID safety precautions, but we've been able to do it in a fun way.
That sounds good. So if I were a kid going to camp, like what would my typical day be like? And I know it's going to depend based on the camp, but
I'll tell you what, this week we've got two storybook camps and when we do a storybook camp, it's kind of like a science sampler. So they will learn something. They have a topic every day. So today is farm. And we have the farm animals coming in. They're talking about where food comes from. Mm-hmm. They come in, they'll have a story. They'll go to an activity. They'll have a snack. Aldi has donated fresh vegetables and fruits to us. So
nice.
We have watermelon and apples today, I think. And then they'll do some more activities and they're going to do some planting today. Mm-hmm. Then they'll have lunch and come back. They'll read stories. Stories are all over. The Monroe County Public Library has been very gracious and our teachers were able to get literally bags of books. So there's always, always a book to read. And we've got high school interns that donate their time to us. So each classroom will have 4 high school interns in their in mm-hmm. with their class. And so there are a lot of free hands and mm-hmm. listening hearts to talk to the kids and to read to the kids. Yeah. So yeah, that's been real interesting to see. The kids really want some interaction. I think both the high school kids and the younger kids.
Mm-hmm. As well. So I think it's wonderful because I know, you know, people still feel obviously, you know, school was back in session for a lot of kids in some form or other, some hybrid, some active. But I know just, you know, for summer, things are still not quite back to normal yet. You know, everybody still has to observe all the precautions and it's not quite back the way it was. So I think it's wonderful that you're providing these kind of activities for kids. So this sounds like it runs most of the day then. So
yes, it goes from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's great. So you get a full day of activity and you learn something and then you're tired by the time you get home.
Yep. Usually everyone is. Yes. Yes.
And you probably get a little impromptu cicada lessons worked in during some of these.
It's amazing what we've all learned about cicadas this mm-hmm. year. And the kids are really really curious about them. So it's been nice to have WonderLab as a support for all good knowledge, you know.
Absolutely. No, that sounds fabulous. Now, one of the other things that you do at WonderLab also, too, I know you manage the awesome gift shop that's there. So you just talk a little bit about that. And I know, you know, hours are a little different still with visiting WonderLab. But, you know, how does that work if someone wants to come shop at the gift shop, either with a visitor separately? How does that happen right now?
Yeah, Denise, it is a lot different. And as hopefully people can check our website out to see what our mm-hmm. opening We're really working hard to keep everyone safe and open more as people feel safer getting out. Mm-hmm. 2 things that we do at WonderLab right now, we offer what we call a double bubble. And that's for families that want to pretty much rent the museum for, and I don't know the times exactly, an hour and a half.
Oh, no, that's like that. Fine. Mm-hmm.
Where they can come and have the museum mm-hmm. with people only in their bubble. Mm-hmm. And everything is done online. We're asking people to schedule those mm-hmm. ahead of time. The other thing that we're doing, and we're offering more of these spots, is the time mm-hmm. ticketing. And the time ticketing is you reserve tickets for the number of party you have. And watch our numbers. Our numbers continue to go up as people are vaccinated mm-hmm. and as our staff feels comfortable. Mm-hmm. And the gift store is open whenever time ticketing is open. So. Mm-hmm. You don't have to come in and go to the museum during those time ticketing hours. You can go directly into the gift store and mm-hmm. shop during those times. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm a personal shopper. So if you want to shop and you just shoot me an email, it's colleen@wonderlab.org. And I will be happy to either Skype, Zoom, talk to you about items in the gift store. We have a lot mm-hmm. of hands-on, mm-hmm. a lot of construction, a lot of nature. A lot of toddler and even baby this time. So mm-hmm. if there's anything that you're looking for, please don't hesitate to shoot me an email and I will get back to you and we'll work out a time for you to shop.
Wonderful. Yeah, I thought you've always had an amazing assortment of items in there that are fun and educational at the same time and a whole range of price ranges. You can go in there and get some little fun science doodad and you can get a really cool kit that, you know, could take you a week or more to put together. So I think it's a fabulous assortment.
Thank you. Two of the things that I would probably like to mention is we have a book on cicadas that is, we've just brought on. Mm-hmm. And that's something to check out. The other thing for summer, we carry these little they're microscopes that fit on your phone, which is a really good way to take a microscope on a hike or a trip.
Oh, wow.
It's about the size of a miniature hand sanitizer. So it's easy to take with you and a lot of fun, especially when you want to get up close to those cicadas.
Oh, that's kind of neat. So you put it on your phone and then it'll enlarge things?
Yes.
Huh. That's interesting. It work with any kind of phone then?
Yep. Any phone that has a camera.
What a neat, that's a neat contraption. I may have to give you an email.
Please do. I'll be happy to.
And especially, you know, if people are planning, you know, birthday party favors or birthday party gifts or, you know, want to do something interesting. And I think, too, it's really exciting. I think our community has a real focus on science and science learning. And I think that's evident in the support for Wonder Lab, you know, as a nonprofit organization. And the kind of things that you carry in the shop, I think they're really popular. And you look at the schools teach a lot of different science classes and the variety of camp you have right now. I think it all fits together. It gives families another way to continue to explore science in a family-friendly way at home.
It does. I agree.
Wonderful. Great. So if people want more information about all this great stuff, his website sounds like probably the best way to do it.
There's a ton of information on our website, and it also tells you what programs are online. Mm-hmm. There's some new things coming up. There's a cybersecurity program that kids can connect to for older junior high and high school that's coming up. Really incredible. There's all kinds of things on our website. All kinds of things from birth to adult.
Yeah. All ages.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Great. Yeah. So if you're looking for something fun to do, go to wonderlab.org and check out the camps. And again, Colleen says there's still some space in some of these camps and they sound really exciting. And of course, they're observing COVID precautions, and you can also check out ours and gift shop and all the good events that are happening. Wonderful. Well, Colleen, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it. And thanks again for another edition of Watching Bloomington. And we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.